We were robbed. If you're a New Orleans Saints fan, that's no doubt how you're feeling this week after that non-call by the referees in the overtime loss to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game.
But that should have been a penalty. And John Payton is justifiably upset.
That's Troy Aikman on Fox after a Rams defensive back crashed head-on into a Saints receiver while the ball was still in the air. It looked like an obvious pass interference call. There was no flag. Hundreds of thousands of people have signed a petition calling on the NFL to replay the game. There's a lawsuit that cites loss of enjoyment of life. Some bars and restaurants in New Orleans are going to boycott the Super Bowl game between the Rams and the Patriots on February 3rd. Let's bring in Mike Pesca. He's Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, these Saints fans, I no doubt they're in mourning, but the lawsuit claiming loss of enjoyment of life? Come on,
I know,
ridiculous.
And they do live in New Orleans. I mean, this is the last place where you don't have an enjoyment of life. It's right there in the official motto. But to be fair to them, this wasn't just a bad call. Actually, based on a couple of rubrics, this could have been the worst call in playoff history in terms of no one, no fair-minded observer, including the two referees who blew the call, no one looking back at this would say, oh, maybe it wasn't pass interference. This was as clearly pass interference as possible. And then you look at the other rubric, which is, well, how much did it affect the game? If that were called, the Saints would have had a first down, would have had to kneel two times, and then kick a very short field goal, of which there is a 98% possibility. And what I'm saying is there was an above 95% possibility that the Saints would be in the Super Bowl if this call were made. So I understand that does impinge upon one's life enjoyment.
Sure. But let's be clear. This game is not getting replayed. It's not getting restarted in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
Goodell is not going to just reverse the result of this game. The Saints aren't going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The New Orleans City Council crafted a resolution on the refereeing. Look, I guess there's no downside for an elected official, but there should be some talk about reform. And as much as I hate the concept of, you know, once there's a crash at an intersection, then you put the stop sign up. I mean, for years, people who've watched the NFL have scratched their head over the fact that the hugest plays, pass interferences or interfering with a receiver, aren't reviewable. It seemed like a huge flaw because those sometimes are the plays that the games or, in fact, entire seasons hinge on. And so there are some proposals to make pass interference reviewable or sort of super exceeding even any specific penalty, to possibly have a wise man in the sky pressing a button saying, okay, whatever the rules are we've decided going in, this cannot stand. We're calling that a pass interference.
Well, some people in the game are supportive of that. Here's a clip from Mike Pereira. He's a former referee who's now a rules analyst for Fox Sports News.
Technology is getting better, and really the officiating's not. You know, I think we're going to have to suck it up and realize that we may have to expand replay.
So you think that is where we're headed?
Right. And what Pereira is arguing for is not let's have more replay challenges. Let's have more plays automatically replayed. He does not want the average of, I think, two replays a game to go up to seven. He just wants, on something unbelievably egregious, an off-field official to say, guys, you got that wrong. You got to change it.
Okay.
And that seems logical.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about baseball. Big news out of the Hall of Fame class here. Announced this week, Yankees pitcher Mariano Rivera made history. He was a unanimous choice.
Yes. And so the question is, wait a minute. You're telling me Babe Ruth wasn't a unanimous choice? That is true. You're telling me Hank Aaron wasn't a unanimous choice? Willie Mays, 23 voters didn't even vote for Willie Mays. And before this, a couple years ago, Ken Griffey Jr. was not a unanimous choice. Four out of the, I think, 440 voters left him off. And there was something of a witch hunt about how that happened. And so maybe that chastened any voter who would be considering leaving the most deserving closer of all time off their ballot. So now you have Mariano Rivera, the best closer in baseball history, also doing something that Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and all the players I mentioned couldn't do, getting everyone who votes for the Hall of Fame to agree that there shouldn't be a Hall of Fame unless you have Mariano Rivera in it.
He was so good, which is why this memory that I have of him, the 2001 World Series, he got the loss. The Diamondbacks got the winning hit off of him in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was unbelievable that that happened against such a good closer. That's my own personal memory of Mariano Rivera. Just real quickly, we have Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens did not make it. They're still dogged with steroid suspicions.
Yeah, or actually, I think if we want to be really fair, steroid proof. I mean, Bonds, you know, took the clear and said he didn't know it was steroids, but it is. Although the same trends maybe that are getting in the way of the old stodgy voters who wouldn't vote for any first ballot Hall of Famer, those same trends may be showing up in the players who are tainted by steroids in that they are getting more of the vote. And as the voting members change, as the composition of who gets to vote change, I think younger members are going to be more forgiving of players during the steroid era who would have been in even if they never took steroids.
That's Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, also editor of the book Upon Further Review, the greatest what-ifs in sports history. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.